Hi, Polly. I'm here. Thank you for calling. I love hearing the sound of your voice. But the funny thing is that you didn't need that phone to call me. You're right. I was felled by a tree. I never imagined that that's how my life would end. How could I? How could anybody think of a death like that? It's like out of a storybook or something. I remember hearing and commenting and telling the children, I said, do you hear that? It's like the trees are singing, groaning. And it began to rain. Lucy was trying to get everybody inside. And I tarried. I dilly-dallied. It smelt so good. There was some sort of scent in the air that it was beautiful. It reminded me of back home, and I missed my home so much. You know, and John and Stefan, and they went off to the big city, and they left us there with the children. And I tell you, Polly, I was mad at the time. And it's as if I got more angry, and then I could hear those trees singing, and then there was a snap and a bolt of lightning, and the next thing I knew, I was looking down at myself. The tree was on top of me. My hand, it was reaching out. Oh, God love her, Lucy. Lucy came running and screaming and dragging and pulling my hand, and I just kept saying to her, you know, not gonna be any use. I'm sorry, Lucy. I'm up here. I'm above you now. I'm free. I can see the whole expanse of this farm. I can see where this world is going. I can see the past and the present and the future, and I will not see my children grow up in the flesh, but I'll see them from afar. Yes, Polly. I am the one who get to save from the dynamite. I moved it just so. And do you know why? It's because you moved my gravestone. You had a twinkle in your eye. I'm sorry if I ever scared you. And I am sorry I never saw my children in the flesh grow up. But oh, I'm not sorry that I'm here. I'm not sorry that I'm here experiencing all of this. But the thing is, now that you have called, everyone in my family is dead now. I do want to go home. Someone to sing me home, because I'm tired of hovering here. I'm sorry I won't be answering you back after this, Polly, but I sure am.